Welcome to the Miraya Breakfast, so of course, where the big conversation begins every morning, 19 minutes past 9 a.m. And yes, as we continue, welcome to our last hour of the show. I'm glad to tell you that my guest already here with me, and we will be talking about something that is affecting people and needed our attention and needed awareness that we will be talking about today. And that disease is epilepsy, which is a condition which can affect anyone in society. And the sad part is that not many are aware about it. Therefore, the 14th of February, which was yesterday, is a special day on which the whole world promotes the awareness of epilepsy. Now, to know more about this, we are glad to be joined in the studio by our guest. And we have Mr. Ezekiel Kur, who is the director of a local NGO initiative for epilepsy awareness. He's here with us in the studio. Mr. Ezekiel, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Savid William, and thank you.
And also we have in the studio here, we have Ms. Sarah John Tombeg. Ms. Sarah John Tombeg is a person with epilepsy and patient at Usratuna Primary Health Center here in Juba. Good morning, Sarah. Sabal Ker, Marhabek fi Barnamik Tamiraya.
Sabah al Noor.
Yes. And also Indina Margaret Peter. Margaret Peter is the mother of Sarah, and she's here as well, so we can have a conversation about taking care of someone with epilepsy, and we get to know more about this particular disease. But let's begin first with you, Mr. Ezekiel. What is epilepsy? When we talk about epilepsy, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, thank you, Savid William, for this wonderful opportunity this morning. So when we talk about epilepsy, we say epilepsy is a common brain disorder that affects both men, women, children, all ages and ethnicities alike, mm-hmm. and people from all socioeconomic background. So it doesn't discriminate whether you're a male or female, or black or white. It affects anyone regardless of your background, where you come from, or your social background, or whatever you might be. So it's a condition that doesn't discriminate.
Yes, and what are some of the causes of epilepsy when we talk about what causes it?
Well, the causes of epilepsy are quite numerous, but they are not direct causes. They are what you describe as risk factors. Mm-hmm. So some of these risk factors are injury to the head. Mm-hmm. So when you have had a brain injury, for instance, someone who had an accident and experienced a severe injury to the head, later the person will have to will experience, not to everyone, but particularly some people who might be exposed or who might be having a risk associated with the condition. Then another one is the infections like meningitis. Mm-hmm. You realize that someone who has been infected affected by meningitis sometime back would also experience or would also be affected by epilepsy. And then we have also malaria as well has contributed to some percentage of people living with epilepsy. So when it has impacted a lot on the brain, you realize that at some point of time, the person will be able to have develop this condition. And then we also have some neurological condition like stroke. Mm-hmm. Stroke is also one of the things that has also resulted into that. But up to 70% of the causes of epilepsy are not known.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And are there children who are just born with it, or they come and develop it when, you know, they have grown?
Well, yeah, there are children who are born with this. And in this case, we have a percentage of children that there's what we call neonatal brain injury. Mm-hmm. There are mothers who are exposed to a long, what we call... They really take time to for the child to be born. So when it takes time for the child to be born, there's always an impact on the brain. Mm-hmm. So these children at some point of time would develop epilepsy.
All right. Yes. Let's talk to Sarah here before we talk to Margaret. Sarah, just worlena besidi yani ita kanarif kev galinda yani kalamta ki degan bada miten epileptic de ayande bada leta miten.
I ande bada fi 2008 ana zato ma barf gisimtai bes ana jai nana biga fi musesfa ya ana bada wenu sile yumes gali yumes ana dera bulu.
Umur taki kan kam zamandag?
Zamandag de umur tay arbatasar.
Arbatasar. Yumes taki taban fi manna fi studio ini. Margaret, Peter, itaya umatasara. Kedi wurlina masakil to dekan bada kev?
Ayata Sarah came back in 2008. Mm-hmm. Asia Munaimin, Maakwana from Mahal Wahid, Ya Fijama Dakwale, Okoto Jerele, Galefi, Sara Gemidu Gisim straight, yani Adele Kida, Ana Gale Maluk, Galeo Marfu, Ya Jamanana Jana Ligo Uyunto Fok, Mage Juru Lisa, but Fatarata Hamistasara de Giga, Twale. Ale epilepsy bada juru wahid ida makasma ma en makora minitini mini kura wahida kulu jisimbiga ge hizo ya kana la go fimoseshwa galede chronic malaria ya kana malu treatment ma quinine yala bade wo geni kwes yala fe jamana leo geni talata shur arba shur kamana jade reja tani mara ya wana shilu kanfi osuratuna badao wadi fi alisabahu hospital ya badao wadi dawayat ta malaria galo indi chronic malaria but chronic malaria de intahat o geni kamana talata shur tani
kalamde bada tani
ya wakan rasulana fi osuratuna ya kan treatment wa na gamu lufi usuratuna.
Yani kalamde gibada yani iya zaman kan sulu talata suru wale aktar minde ya bibada wale kan gamu lufi.
De bidaya to. Fe akiran biga ja fi yum bejada wahid mara. Yala biga ja sakin lakade ita maba arufu zadu ayande shikil to shunu kan ipilips de bejada fi jaman nale gamara gale kan gewaga ama finus ama tehedinak. Lakini fijama ndak biga gewaga sambala. Bada mini sabala kade asia bilel kulu gejuru. So, usaratuna kan kele mgale kalana wedi dawa yade, ajade berwa. And then, ajade jarwa batal sedit, yao kanja amulu treatment malaria tani mara. Jamana amulu treatment malaria, tahasun fi, lakini lisa gejada.
Yes, Sara Taban yani aja degi hasi leta kida de yani ita en taasir ke birmin haya bitag al kutumun kinta mabam la jatanin de sunu taasir fro sunu ma
lebe siyazi ana kanwaga awana bidakal fi medresa zide ana mabijarofu ban maratija kambi deru subala taya kambi ka kulu le teacher zide tabayinu tuwali ajere ba molana.
Yes, Tavan command for medicine fill and their gel cup calis. Yella bigger there affect, you know, performance taki care for medicine.
Because to that, Bala Taema become the teacher. Be like Baturasa.
Why say Talisa for medicine? Talisa will let her just see what colors.
Alana see where they can become a bagara.
Yella, you must get a saloon of a city and a cave half is all out and zol al. Indu ayan epileptic de yani de gero haya bitago hayata naspi bed cave
ayan ta epileptic de fi nastanin mon gaynu gale ayan de yani ma kwes ayan de ma belimu iyal fi mahal wahid ma bakul fi mahal wahid mon taban ma begen fi mahal wahid de hata num gale ma benuma akwana alifi fi bed. So Sara jaman ayande bada mon genu ma kwana to mafi ayande ma rahalule wahitani
magrahalule wahitani. And now let's come to you Mr. Ezekiel, let's talk about this though. Is epilepsy contagious? Is it something that can be passed from one person to the other?
Well, thank you. Well, that's one of the greatest misconceptions that the public has about epilepsy. They think epilepsy is a contagious condition, or it is a condition that can be passed from one person to the other, which is not the case. Epilepsy is a brain disorder, so it has got nothing. It has got nothing with the communicability. It cannot be passed from one person to the other. And that fear, that thought of thinking that epilepsy is a contagious condition, has made many people with epilepsy being isolated. So epilepsy being one of the oldest condition that has existed, because of fear and because of lack of awareness, in the communities about the condition, it has really impacted a lot on the lives of persons living with epilepsy in terms of isolation, in terms of social inclusion. People have been neglected, they have been given names, and we realize that it has really caused a lot of social impact. Despite the occurrence of seizures, epilepsy has gone more than the occurrence of seizures itself.
And how prevalent is this epilepsy in the country? Is it something that is everywhere?
Well, despite the fact that South Sudan has got no statistics on the condition, but it is estimated that 1 out of 8 South Sudanese have epilepsy. That is roughly around 120,000 South Sudanese live with epilepsy, meaning that the condition is quite prevalent in almost every part of the country.
Yes, and with the treatment, and let me ask Mama Margaret here with us, who is the mother of Sarah living with epilepsy. Mama Margaret, zamaniani kalas ilaj to bada kanfi teger la da saita ga ni teger fi ilaj algi hasil Sarah.
Fi ayamade fi tagair sedit fi jamana le nazeo sotuna enu ayande biga gezidu mangairu dawa. Yao ayande taason fi bejada badumara sita mara fi shahar badumara ashara mara kan ana marfu it depends yani kan uo farahan yani ajade bejada sidit kan uo kamanzalan ajade bejada sidit so fi ayumade kulu fi taason madaya ta osratuna.
Yes, and can you explain that, Ezekiel? How does that work, like when you don't have to be very happy and you don't have to be sad?
Well, thank you. We're going to talk about the common seizures triggers for an epilepsy that is already in existence. And in most cases, people related with their emotional status. So some of these triggers of that things that can trigger seizures are, one is the stress. When the person is stressed, you find it can provoke seizures, and the persons will easily fall on the ground. Then the other thing is there's what we call as a photosensitive epilepsy. This is a form of epilepsy whereby the seizures are triggered by a bright flicking light, especially from the TV set screens, from mobile phones. So, and then another one is when the person do not have meals. Let me say it in this way: the person is hungry, you find the seizures can easily be triggered. This one results into a low glucose level, and when the person begins to experience low glucose level in the blood, seizures can easily be provoked. And then people who abuse drugs such as alcohol, and then other like tobacco, and mentioned all those illicit drugs. So these are some of the triggers that can provoke and some of the triggers that can provoke an already existing epileptic seizures.
Yes, let's talk to Margaret. Margaret, as you have been taking care of Sarah for quite some time, itageniani Sarah, you know, itageniani musliata Sarah fizaman dekulu. Kalamde kan bada fizaman alo bada kida tuwali desinu kefi anita bagda musada itangue di desinu.
Kan ayande bada taban
musada kan
itabe silu gumas itabe kutu mendil nedif kida itabe kutu fikas mato asan be preven lisanto kuluo ma kulu lisanto asan kan ma odi mendil de oba kulu lisanto dabara nimira itineni itabe wasa obara mini hujar galima kun fi hujar asan kan ajade bada juru galima da kugisim to dabara. O kaman fi mahal je mahal moyo kida kan waga fi mahal ta moyo itabe juru obara asan ma esru moyo kaman itabe prevent wo fi hajat je shejer kalu ma nutu shejer kalu ma kun body be ayon gumasiat ay kanu gemo ka ay gumasiat de wo dangerous asan kanu gemo ka jaman kanu ajade bada awol be kongos idato o idato be akir fi mokwa
bagdararago
fi nehiatane fi jaman alikan mon ge douru fisika kalita kun gerif ta be prevenu ofisika asan ama arabia ama motorcycle geja kan aja de geja da ita bisilu bara minisika.
Mm-hmm. And yes, Tabande, as we speak about all this is happening now, what Sarah said, she now is a, she dropped out of school. Mm. And as a family, Zamano World Tankara, you the one who said you cannot take them back, heart back to school, or obesai no galana ma bag de rana de tapketir?
La, fi jaman dag de kanta ba na jadege juru sedit, ya na se teachers de ke lungale, hiya ma bag de rhagara. Kaliamulu ilajat kana mulu ilajat de obere jafi madresa. Ya kanu amulu ilajat de ori ja madresa, ayande kamaro ajidu ziada. Je uo wori gale kanu uo ge kutu
balato balalesas
kala sa jade bebada de. So teachers de kanya abuso mini madresa.
Yala Sara inda raya au barnami kani alta bagde rija fimedes alta ju rija fimedes kakalamde munkin kani ilaj de istakal kwez
ayi kan lani ina na de rija asan kaman baden besaidana ana baki deru ayinu gisi mkwez.
Wasa de zaban nitabiga magrafi medesa ya nitabiga gigeni fibed yu mtaki kefi ya nifibed minisa bala adia siyeta gigeni fibed besu wale fi hajata nina altagamulu besidu besid kila
ana besi bigeni zedeki mafi haja alana baamulu.
Margaret, this must be very difficult for you as a mother, knowing your child is just at home and she's not doing anything. How and how has it affected you? Ita manem saktaki ma sokola bita kamana kan mungkin tabamulo. Ajade amul tasir eta kev.
Ajade indi tasir sedit taban fi hajat kulu talibisato o hajat alikanu odairo. Biga geja direct lana nimira itinin ana single. Mm. Ana ya ugete care to umon kulu ana ya gai numon kanfi madresa ajade asir mana sedit kan hata fi akil mara kanita jurua sanita biras foti so haja. Mm-hmm. Hiya bawaga yala kanwaga ita mabagde sibu wara.
Mm.
So shokol be affected kaman. Mm-hmm. Be affect shokol tai and I'm a bag dramul shokol quiz.
Okay. And Ezekiel Tavan, yes. You work for an organization that is actually trying to create awareness on epilepsy and all that. How are you helping people like Mama Margaret here with us in the studio and people like Sarah? How is your organization trying to help, as you have heard, what they go through every day?
Yes. Well, as a local organization, we are basically focusing our activities on awareness creation. Mm-hmm. Because you realize that epilepsy is one of the conditions that has been surrounded with a lot of misconceptions in almost every part of it. For instance, Mama was trying to give the first aid seizures to a person experiencing epilepsy. Mm-hmm. In our education, especially, we have been moving to schools and communities. This is one of the things we have been trying to train the public on. We summarize first aid seizures for epilepsy as brain. Mm-hmm. So in the brain, B stands for be calm. When you see someone experience seizure, don't panic, just be calm. And then it stands for remove any dangerous object that is around the person. Something might be something could be like a knife, could be stone or whatever. Remove this thing from the person. And then always A stands for always time the seizures, because this timing of seizures will help you to give a medical report when the person is going to be taken to a doctor later. And then for I, you should not insert anything in the mouth. I remember mother said you get some soft piece of linen and put in the mouth. This is because many people in the community believe that when a person is experiencing seizure, the person bites his or her tongue. Mm-hmm. Which is not the case. The person with epilepsy can never bite his or her tongue. Mm. That one is even a bit better. In some communities, they tend to separate the upper and the lower jaw using a spoon. Which may end up, if the person bites the spoon, may end up crushing his or her teeth, which is not a good thing. It may, mm-hmm. It may impact on the on. It may create other health issues just beside epilepsy itself. Mm-hmm. So, we I've not got that enough support to that enough funding to empower people living with epilepsy, but this is one of our long-term plans to make sure that there are livelihood skill training for persons living with epilepsy. We understand that people with epilepsy can able to do what any other activity, like any other person who doesn't have epilepsy. But what barred them from doing these activities is because of the public misconception about the condition, which creates a sort of stigma and discrimination. They are being isolated in some of these activities.
All right, thank you. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. Today, we are discussing and looking particularly on the epilepsy, which is a condition which can affect anyone in the society. And we have my guest here with us in the studio, Mr. Ezekiel Kul, who is the director of a local NGO Initiative for Epilepsy Awareness. And we have Ms. Sarah John Tombeg, who is a person with epilepsy and a patient at the Usratuna Healthcare Center. And also we have Mama Margaret Peter with us in the studio, and she is the mother of Sarah, who is taking care of Sarah as well. So please, don't hesitate. You can share your thought with us and call us and talk to us this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. Share your experience with us. Share what you go through with taking care of someone with epilepsy. Or if you have any question that you like to also talk about, please don't hesitate. And you can talk to us here on the Miraya Breakfast Show. We'll be taking your calls. But first, let's listen to this.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace. Radio Miraya, Radio Miraya.
Miraya Breakfast Show, of course, where the big conversation begins every morning. My guest today in the studio, we are discussing and creating awareness about epilepsy, one of the diseases or one of the illnesses that actually have not been taken very, very serious. And we have heard as you heard in the program here, that is sometimes associated with a stigma, which it shouldn't be that way whatsoever. All right, let's talk to our guest here, Mr. Ezekiel Kur. Mr. Ezekiel, there is a text message here coming from Tabmak Dew, and Tabmak Dew is writing from Bentiu and saying, I have two questions to the guests in the studio. First of all, is there a treatment for this particular condition that can completely cure the person, like completely cure the person, and it doesn't come back again?
Well, thank you so much for the question. Well, we say epilepsy is a lifelong condition. It's a condition like, let me give example, like blood pressure here. Mm-hmm. So these are conditions that can be reduced by taking medication, but they don't go completely. And then we try to see that epilepsy is one of the conditions that is manifested by occurrence of seizures. When you talk about seizures, this is an abnormal electric activity in the brain when there is an interruption in the flow of messages or the way we think from one part of the cell, nerve cell, to the other, or there's build up of electrical activities, you find the person experiences seizures. So what is done is usually is the person is given what we call anti-epileptic medicine. Mm-hmm. So this anti-epileptic medicine makes the seizures, it reduces the frequency of the seizures, or sometimes can totally stop the seizures. Mm-hmm. So the epilepsy does not go completely, but you reach a point where the seizures no longer occur. And if the seizures don't occur, then the person is fine. Because mm-hmm. the most common burden of living with epilepsy is the consistent occurrence of seizures.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's take some phone calls now this morning. Here, our lines are open. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, William.
Yes, welcome. Your name and where are you calling from?
This is Lual Garang calling here from Malakal.
Yes, Lual Garang, please, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to welcome the guests in the studio.
Thank you.
This disease called is very common, mm-hmm. especially in remote areas. So mm-hmm. many people are not aware. Mm-hmm. Remember that most of the South Sudanese territory, there is inaccessible. There's no road. People could not reach there. But people do believe that disability doesn't have any treatment. That can't be treated. Like, it just come abruptly, like when someone is near the fire or mm-hmm. along very far, and even throw you mm-hmm. somewhere to, even if there is no people, you will die.
Yes, and have you ever had anyone closer to you or someone you know that has been having these seizures and having epilepsy or suffering from epilepsy?
Yeah, we even have one here with us, but that person, during the time of crisis, that person were left inside the room, but when that epilepsy just come abruptly like that, he throw himself into the fire. Mm-hmm. He got burned.
Oh no!
But mm-hmm. we could not help. Mm-hmm. So what advice can we give to people, or what treatment exactly? All because right. people do believe this epilepsy cannot be treated.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to us this morning here. And yes, let's give that as well to you, Mr. Ezekiel, before we talk to Mama Margaret.
Okay. Yes, this is one of the common beliefs among the public that epilepsy has got treatment, simply because they associate epilepsy with a demonic kind of attack or a spiritual possession or something that is caused by witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And that thinking or that thought makes people from people suffering from epilepsy not to seek treatment in their health facility. But we have statistics that up to 70% of persons living with epilepsy, if they meet the right diagnosis and treatment, they will live alive, seizures free. Mm-hmm. So epilepsy has got treatment, but what we can tell is that epilepsy is a lifelong condition. You can have your seizures controlled for a quite long time. Some people would experience a reoccurrence of the seizures after even 2 years when they have been, when they have never been having seizures, or others will go for the rest of their life without experiencing seizure, up to 70%. So that percentage is quite great, meaning that epilepsy has got some solution.
All right, that's good to know. And Mama Margaret, as you heard, it has one of the callers here now, about how one of their colleagues in the house during crisis, and then you know, yani fizamanta sakila au zamanta har nas bara jere usibuzolde bara na manzolde jara go vijua fizamanta sakila au zamana la jar kange hasilini kan kef makum
fe alifen talatasar sakila kanwa ga fijuba ini ana kansilu sara la kade fe mahal fi university campus alifi genderu yao danade kan gewaga na bidaka luo fi teheta fi mahali na bidaka luo tehet asan haja derasis debe kun fok lakadi saba ya na jashi luo fi kator so fi alifen sitashar bardo fi jamandak dekan fi alifen sitashar ana bawasa uo bara taba nina girima baraks ana bewasa ubara mini hinak ana beja geni fi mahala li jesi mafi ketir ama ali asla hade maa bekun ketir sedit yala kan fi jama na kanuo waga ita bishilo tehet fi ofra mata kaliwo fok asan aja de ena selade beja bemuru fogo ana tala muto asip madaga li umu nsibu fijua de kan bag dari juru ka ita juruo kan waga tehet maba harago kan narde bait maba harago lakini kan narde bait ita bejuruo ela ita bagder jere kan wogumara ini bagder jere so fi jamanta sakila nehina kalikur harisin ma nasa ale indi ayande ya ita bawasa wo mini mahande ya ita kunbe roafi mahalali ita baayinu galewo safe ma
bagder katolo jenade ama jolle yes taban gibel nasma min hayala sata gi itogeni when is so called lazim bigata bainu le sara aja in sarakan uma bagder side badun kalis o kaman zamantani gafek so called vitamin kin kanta jurafi sugu sunita baden become worried gali tabisibu mamunu warani this new badabia tajwainu munkin okoma amuna zamad kedamulo asan bagder side nas alindu nas alindi epilepsy fi bed
taban ana kandair ukuma kelai nule yalde ahaja ale umon bagder amulo je makana umon bagder keto kan mon keto gumasade ko mon tobi bagder side umon ofi hajata ninta idana libesit umon bagder stakal asan besadu bat fi umur ta jena ta 20 sana de ita biga ma bagder hajato kulu so anakan talabo kuma kan bagder kalisa do nehna ma kalamta yalta epilepsy de je special olympic be amul rumor yada de ita ban part of the treatment yala fi riada de umon be dere sulomon hajat keli dere su hajata idan asan ma bagder ligo maisha tomon
taban sara gibel kangal kalam de badal go arbata sar sena
ay
arbata sar aso wasuli sirin sena
yes
okay you can share your thought with us this morning here let's take one more call and remember our calling line is 0912062950 or 0912062079 you can share your experiences with us here on the Miraya Breakfast Show and also you can you know give any help that you can on suggestion or you want to talk to us here please don't hesitate good morning hello I seem to have a problem with that particular line right there. And yes, that actually brings us to just 6 minutes to the top of the hour. Let's talk to Sarah briefly. Sarah, itama when is ketir min gibel. Risala alta juweri baranag fa desinu kanjafi nas fi conditions alita fogo o kaman aja alta juweri nas, you know, arif desinu.
Anader kelenas arif gali anna biga fi ilaj anna fi musuliyata government and nadi money we give lana dawa yad mon beside anna mahajata nini ze mama won sukamani ni fela nana ma back there again be si better na ze de circuit zini kan be give lana haja ze ana bitebe ana bigeni fi mahala wa hitihid asa kan be jabada liga na tihide ma be au gana kamana o kamana na morta shedit
okay ta morta masino
ana morta be special olympic mun kana mulanna riada na zato kan maro galani abije jerezini
ah oh, okay that's good sukran kali sara you must be ajata jinzidulena
ay special olympic amolo haja ali ajib soya ali wodi yale kun active yani yale kan silula kadi fi dubai na se agnes mama agnes yao silumon mana se Dr. Richard ofi Dr. Tumon Kebire Russell yalde fi Egypt fi Dubai awal
fi Dubai ay
fi Dubai na gumon jibo haja kwesi le Junub Sudan de first haja alumon amulu je na kan je insan baser na gena dumon galumon disebo mama bagdara mulo haja lakini monamulo haja monamulo haja le yalali aende epilepsy o kaman je silumon fi Egypt kaman mon rajibu haja ni mira wahid le dawla kulu o de awlu mara fi Junub Sudan ale na se special olympic mana se osrotuna mon limu asan wodi dawayad le yale kan hukuma bagdar saidu naze asan yale bagdar amul riada be saidu na ketir je umahat ana wodi shukran lomon ketir kan munaza matani fika mana al bagdad saidu yalde kaluman saidu tabande insan jeana ayande gegabu duzor je iya ayan hata ita kebir begabu duita suker begabu du jeana asma mini akutana ama jena tana izikel abagdar gabu duana kebir zado kan disorganized brain amolo later tuwali be affectator
yes.
So kalana saidu yalde je yata community tana asan bokora be amlo haja kwesi de Junub Sudan
sukran kalisa you must migrate and es kin narja wara briefly besle sara urlena lisa bad olympic ta galtan keni jere ni rakam
ana jere fi Dubai ana tala ni mira talata na arfa South Sudan folk
mabruk tajibulena bronze a medal. Thank you so much Sara. Yes, and Ezekiel, your final remarks please.
All right, thank you. As mama has put forward, there's need for us to start recognizing epilepsy as one of the psychosocial disabilities, put it into consideration and direct resources towards improving the quality of life of persons living with epilepsy. Like our mama has already said, things like livelihood training skills, tailoring or knitting or whatever skills that can be appropriate for them. We need to start supporting all activities that are geared towards improving the quality of life of persons with epilepsy. Then another thing is epilepsy is also associated with a kind of human right violation. You find children who are supposed to go to school are being denied the chance to go to school just because of their condition. I was so shocked with the report of Sarah that she was stopped by teachers not to continue with her education. That was absolutely wrong. It is not acceptable. Okay. So we have to understand the person, then we have to initiate make the learning environment convenient for the person living with epilepsy. If we know the condition, one of the most greatest thing is the fear and hiding for persons living with epilepsy, and that one makes the community or the people surrounding the person to lack that support that they would have rendered.
Great. Let's leave it like that. Ezekiel, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Margaret Peter, thank you so much for coming. Sukran Gezilan. Yala Sara, Sukran Kalis. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.